Welcome to today's podcast.
Hey, hey, hey.
Okay.
I'm a little shy because we're in the balcony. We're in public right now. Just kidding. Now we've done a bunch of them probably in public, but what up?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you're scared of. You're like talking quiet, like we're gonna get caught. Talking about Freedom Riders.
That's such a special movie.
The movie Freedom Riders, not Riders.
What's that one?
You didn't get where they got the name from?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god, look it up. Right. Look up Freedom Riders.
Right,
you're gonna feel so bad.
Uh-oh.
You were not paying enough attention to this movie.
Oh,
it's so loud.
What, are you afraid someone's gonna hear you?
No, it's so loud.
Oh. Why would they do that? Just kidding, no. For those who don't know, Freedom Riders were civil rights activists who rode interstate buses into the segregated southern United States in 1961 to challenge the non-enforcement of the United States Supreme Court decisions, Morgan versus Virginia, 1960, which segregated public buses, which ruled that the segregated buses were unconstitutional. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, there was a whole thing in this movie. Because these kids, can you turn it down, please? Because these kids really, I mean, okay, let's start from the beginning. But they really deadass compared themselves to fucking Jews during the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And also to the Freedom Riders.
Okay, hold on. I gotta
which
stop
it's you not the same thing, my darlings. It's not the same.
I don't think they compared. I
yes,
think it
they
was...
did.
Okay, that's fair. All right. Yeah, that's crazy. Huh.
No, what's your argument?
Well, they're just trying to inspire these inner city kids that were like, oh, we can't do anything because we're oppressed.
Yeah, but they're like, I feel connected to these kids that were in the Holocaust. I
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, because they were inspired.
But it's not the same thing.
Okay.
Being, like, mass murdered like that?
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's saying that.
They are. They were seriously saying that. That's why they were interested in the
really?
Topic in the first place. It's because they're like,
fair.
Oh, I get it.
Well, they're ignorant.
Come
that's what the movie's about. All they're right. trying to learn.
So let's start at the beginning. So let's fill in some plot first, and then mm-hmm. we can fill in our commentary kind of as we go through
yeah.
the movie. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the start of the movie.
All right, so the movie starts off with this young, vibrant young lady, played by, I forget, because I don't know actors.
Hillary Skank.
Hillary Skank, or Swanky. Anyway, so basically what happens is that she... I don't know why. She just chooses... I think it was this program that she volunteered herself for to basically help teach at this school. It's a really nice school, but apparently, like, some kids from a really shitty school, from a really shitty area, were switched out to that. So they're like, oh, someone's got to teach these kids. Like,
and they're talking shit about the kids, Mike.
That's
you.
Fucked
so
up,
they're
too,
really
man.
Like, oh, ever since they got here... It's all really bad now. And
yeah.
obviously, all the kids that were transferred, every single one of them was either black or brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these racist mofos are coming out of the woodworks. Just
fancy.
To be freaking mean
yeah.
to these children.
Dude, that's great. Well, first of all, it's out of the woodwork. And
woodworks.
Really?
It's two works.
Oh, shit, there's two of them? Damn, I
yeah,
don't know.
I have two
time.
Jobs.
Damn, respect. Yeah, so these poor kids, it's like this negative feedback cycle.
Woodwork.
A woodwork is like...
come out of.
Well... I was trying to be funny. I was like, what's another, like, saying that uses work? But, like, I don't know. Field
okay.
work? Woodwork.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, so these kids are like, well, no one gives a shit about us, so we're just gonna fuck around in school, because that doesn't matter. We have way bigger problems, like...
Yeah. And and they also showed, like, these random kids, like, going through shit. So, like, somebody witnessing the parents' domestic violence, or somebody witnessing a murder, or, like, really traumatic incidents such as those. So they're showing all of that. Spoiler alert, if you haven't freaking guessed it, of course, those random children that they're showing are obviously the students that we later meet in the class.
Huh. They're the same? Just kidding. No, I'm kidding. Hey, just a disclaimer, like, I saw this movie as a kid in high school, but for one, hold on. I didn't fully pay attention because it was played in school. You know, you guys probably, like, for the people who weren't in a nice school, you know, this is why I connected with them. Just kidding, no. It wasn't that bad, but it was clearly a waste of time in that class. I think it was, like, either, like, Spanish class or something else, where they would just play the randomest movies to kill time. It was, like, it wasn't even a substitute.
That's not good. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's, like, they played this movie a lot. That's why I remember it. I probably watched it, like, 2 or 3 times.
In class?
Yeah, like, in class.
The
yeah.
whole movie? Like, that's
the whole
a,
movie.
That's
yeah.
a waste of time.
We would continue the movie sometimes, too, from what I remember. But anyway, so, but I didn't pay attention fully. Now we watch it again. Still didn't fully pay attention because they were, her and her brother were making fun of the movie the whole time, like, tearing it apart, like, from a cinematic perspective, like.
Okay, but it's because, listen, the plot is just very similar to Stand and Deliver.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Edward James Olmos. And all I was just thinking is that freaking teacher sucks. That, like, she is, like, crossing all sorts of boundaries. She's, like, doing all sorts of, like, dumb things. Like, that there's no way these kids would have gone with it. So, first she's like, oh, please, pay attention to me. And then they start beating each other up. Because, of course they did. Because the struggle had to be, like, super, the most dramatic thing that could happen. It couldn't just be, like, that they're just, like, on their iPods or something, which is more realistic. Like, they had to, like, yeah. get into physical fights. Then, she's like, okay, guys, listen up. Do you guys know to pack shaker? And they're like,
did she say shaker? Really?
No.
Okay.
I think she said shaker, but she said to pack it or something.
Some people would say Tupac.
Well, they're stupid. And then the kids are like, you mean Tupac? Yeah, we know him. And then they burst into rap. Like, because every single one of these kids feels a spiritual connection to the lyrics that are much more profound in that particular Tupac song than in any other of the Tupac Shaker songs. Like, which, like, he it's not like he only talks about, like, really good inspirational lessons, like, you know. And that's what more people, especially, like, the inner-city kids would be into, dumb bitches.
Yeah. I mean, California love.
Yeah.
Revenge is the greatest joy next to you, pussy. That's my most inspirational
Say
line.
Say it again.
The line is, revenge is the sweetest joy next to eating pussy. I can't rap, dude. I can get the flow down and the beat, but nah.
But nah. Anyway, so you know, all of this is just very much like trying so hard to be so inspirational, and like the fact that it's this like white woman coming in too. I'm like, fuck you. Like, they would have chased her out of there so fast, and then, but you know. It's based on a true story of somebody that went through that. But, like, the way it's dramatized, like, every single one of these kids goes through, like, just such significant trauma. And it's all different from each other. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't 10 of them all had an alcoholic parent, you know? Like, it was One had an alcoholic parent. The other one was abandoned as a baby. The other one, like, had the parents divorced. Like, the other one. Yeah. Like, it had to have all the different scenarios. So it was just like, oh.
Okay, the fakest one I saw, though, was the Latina guy. The dad. He was in jail, first of all. Also, like, the whitest. Like, they always do that in Hollywood, but, like, that guy, there's no way he was a fucking homie, you know? Like, in jail. But he, like, his daughter visited her.
About the Spanish one? That he used.
Oh, that too. Yeah, no, I was just gonna say, it was, like, the guy, the most unrealistic thing was, like, the machismo cholo to his daughter was, like, oh, yeah, it's that same line. He's, like, I'm so proud of you, mija. But it was, like, also broken Spanish. He was, like, estoy muy orgullosa por ti.
Which is like that's he not... misgendered himself.
Yeah.
Because our yeah.
Proud like
proud like is proud. Gendered. Yeah. So if you're a girl you say estoy orgullosa. If you're a boy you say estoy orgulloso. So he obviously misgendered it, and it was very strange.
That's what I don't understand. How do you? That's in the
he
script.
He spoke horribly.
Yeah. Literally spell check.
Yeah, but they didn't. So, so there's that, and then the teacher's like getting closer to all of them. What are some of the ways that she was able to connect with these kids?
Well, for one, Tupac Shakur, like.
Yeah.
Which, they just couldn't afford the rights to Tupac. Like, this is a different rap. I'm just kidding. No. How do they do it? Yeah, it's... Well, first of all, like, one of them was sad. Because, like, they drew, like, this racist picture of this guy. Yeah. And she... Oh, that's how she started talking about the Jewish... Well, yeah, what the heck?
Came in.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying.
She came in like, hard.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, not... Like, this kid drew a racist-ass picture of this other kid. The kid was black, so you can imagine, like, the horrible racist depictions they did.
No. Yeah.
Like, the Dragon Ball guy. What's his name?
Dragon Ball guy?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Popo.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, like don't that.
Say, dude, they Popo, come on. What did they
like,
do, Popo?
What, yeah.
That's so bad.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was bad. So then the teacher, like, grabs and she's like, no, this isn't funny. You know, the Jews, and then just, like, goes off and, like, basically says
point,
that
though.
It was the same situation, and then now they're going to kill all of the black people.
And to clarify, hold on.
Is that not?
Her point was like, okay, this is how like things can get out of hand. It's like you start generalizing, stereotyping, and with the Jewish.
Yeah, but like it doesn't have to get to that extreme for it to be a problem. Like it's still a problem.
Yeah.
Without having to be like, the Holocaust could happen.
I know,
like,
that's true.
Like say it for what it is currently.
Yeah.
And don't like and then now it's like shifting the conversation from talking about like being black to
being
Jewish
and
during those times.
Yeah. That's
like
true.
Which is that's not what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about right now. What is their current struggle right now?
Right. And like let's be real. Like there's no way they can do that for every like that's not a solution for them. That's just your like that's the thing. She, like, basically, like, dove, like, balls in. That's my phrase. And, like, spent all of her own money, her own time, like, 100% of her time to helping these kids, which, okay, that's gonna help, but, like, damn.
Like, her marriage fell apart during this, and the way it was portrayed was, like... This guy was the biggest, like, asshole in the planet. Like, I'm not saying, like, that it's not true, but, like, holy shit. That was really fucking mean. He's like, what are you gonna do? Help these kids? Like, it was just, it was a lot. And then he was just getting shittier and shittier. And even though he was, like, I don't know, he was just so over the top.
Dude, later on after, he's like, so when are you going to start teaching the smart kids?
Oh, yeah. Like, that was fucked up.
Like, that was so ignorant.
Well, because she wanted to. Because the girl had asked.
Yeah.
Because there was one girl that was super smart in the class. And she's like, can you teach me, basically? Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, I totally can. And then they're like, you haven't proven that you can do shit other than, like, just, like, shoot the shit with these kids. Because they're little dummies. So what the fuck could they have possibly learned? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. So, like, she was just, like, basically their mom, like, but it's like that, yeah, like, I don't know, I never thought about the Jewish thing, like, as a kid when I watched it, I was just, like, inspiration. Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
And then, like, the Freedom Riders, yeah. Like, compared to what they're doing, they're just, like, learning in school. Like, they're literally taking notes in a classroom. Like, calm the fuck down. Like, And then, so then the whole writing piece of it is, like, she's trying to get these kids to start reading and writing. And then, initially, it's, like, with, like, the Tupac stuff. But then she starts having them, like, write these journal entries.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my god, these kids came in hot with the freaking journal entries.
I don't remember them.
They were so dramatic. That's when they started talking about like all the struggles that they go through, thus revealing that they were the little kids that they had shown earlier.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's how. Okay.
And it was just like the kids, like, seriously, it's like, I'm glad I have this journal and that I have the opportunity to tell my story. My dad got shot in the head 3 times in front of me when I was 3 years old, and I still remember that vividly. I wake up having nightmares every single day. I don't sleep, and my mom doesn't sleep either.
That sounds like you're mocking the kid.
No, I'm saying that's what it was. Yeah. Like, why were they... Like, that's intense for, man. Like, these kids that, like, didn't want this lady here in the first place.
And to top it all off, this bitch shows these journals to, like, staff. It's like, that's where, like, I don't even think she should have been allowed to say anything outside. It's like a therapist, you know? It's like, it's a lot of information, especially when, like, and for a lot of these kids, it's, like, looked down upon to, like, tell or like rat on people and say any details that can like mess with
and
someone's
they're like rat. In the classroom, like sharing all these like intimate details with each other because they're like, she's like, how many people have you seen die like in the middle of fucking class? And then they're just like, we all have, oh shit, y'all are fucked up. You all saw people die. And then, how many of you have seen 2 people die? Like,
it's like Mean Girls at the end of the movie where the girls have an assembly or whatever. And they're like, be nice to each other.
It's totally the same thing.
Exactly. So you could,
Well, disclosing, like, trauma in front of, like, a classroom, like, is... it's a lot.
Yeah. It's just like, no. Like, damn. Yeah, I like, didn't realize how, like whitewashed the whole thing is. Because it's, like, of course, like, the white girl, the educated white girl is going to come in and save them all. Like,
did you talk about the one white kid in the class?
Oh, no. Oh, that poor kid, man. He had it rough.
Why? Because
he's the only white kid. So everyone's going to look at him and go, like, you don't have any problems. Even though he came with, like, he was also part of the program. Like, so he had it rough, too. But I don't think they showed... anything for him, did they?
No, they're just like, white people can help us.
Oh, so is he okay? He has like a mansion back home. He's like,
because I think they talked about, like, did they talk about someone who, yeah, it was with the Freedom Riders, I think, like, that there was like a white guy that stood up and like he got beat the fuck up to help out the other people or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I'm the white guy.
To the rescue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, overall, like, and then at the end, like, they're all doing great, and then they end up, like, having one last struggle to see if she could teach them. Oh, shit. The coyotes are out.
Coyotes.
Hello, coyotes.
We have coyotes in there.
Yeah, there's a couple coyotes that are behind us, but we're
it's
on the third
floor.
Yeah.
It's like, we have a balcony. And there's a hill that goes up right behind. Like, technically, they can probably jump over here, but there's no way they're going to get back, so they're kind of fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, true that.
They probably had coyotes for their friend. Those kids, they had it rough.
Yeah, they did. That's one kid's story.
Oh, my God.
Me and my brother, we grew up outside. We loved looking at the stars. We loved looking at constellations after we saw this book in the trash. And we would go out and look at the stars every day. And one day, we ran into a pack of coyotes. And we ran. But, oh shit, a bunny. It's in trouble.
It is. That bunny should anyway. Go up. Dude, do not go up there, bunny.
No, come
it's
here,
gonna not
buddy.
Be a gruesome episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's continue. Sorry.
Wait, okay, yeah, so, yeah. And then my brother and I, we ran into a pack of coyotes. And I told him, run, Charles, run. But he didn't run fast enough.
That's when little Charles saved my life. I was able to run
he
away.
He saved my life so I could live my life. And I, all I've done is mess it up.
And I've changed my name to Charles. And now I messed that name up too.
Now you messed the story up, girl. But yeah, it's shit like that. Like they would fucking for real. Dramatic. It'd be so dramatic. And they all talk like that too. They all talk like super like stereotyped the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Like it's very unflattering.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
Like, it just sounds so stupid. And then, like they sprinkled in, like, a couple of curse words, but, mm-hmm. like, let's be real. If we're talking to a bunch of thuggy G's, like, we would hear a lot more, like, fuck you, you shit-ass bitch, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah.
Like, there'd be a lot more cussing.
It's MTV, though. This was made by MTV. So it's like, that's
MTV.
Yeah. I don't know. You passed me the mic like I got to do another MTV.
No.
This is MTV. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I don't know. Yeah, this movie is definitely is dramatic. They went for all the easy like stereotypes.
Even the not easy ones.
Yeah. I know. It's like, man. I don't know.
But I get what it was trying to do, and like, mm-hmm. that if this teacher really did positively impact these kids' lives, then great. I'm glad she got a movie made about her.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
Like, that's bomb. Like, good for you, girl. But like, don't ever make me have to watch this movie again, because it was just not good.
Okay, if the... Because we glossed over the Jewish part, but, like, what I found so cool as a kid was I was like, oh shoot, they're, like, they were able to arrange, like, meeting up with actual Holocaust survivors.
That was cool, that was cool.
Which, again, yeah, I agree,
but
it's not
no
the same.
Way these, like, what? These kids, like, from listening to Tupac lyrics in the class jumped to being able to be like, oh, yeah, let's go on field trips.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should totally talk to the Holocaust survivor.
And then they flew one in. Yeah. Or not, who was it? The person who helped
helped
Anne Frank?
Escape. Yeah. Helped
yeah, escape I think she something. Was, she was, like, German, I think. But they flew her in from, like, who knows what country in Europe.
No idea.
And was just like, okay, for you guys, I'll tell you my story.
And they're like, yeah, Granny, tell us the story.
Like, these kids, like, were getting very,
They were
asking for a lot, yeah. They're like,
that's
teach,
too much.
Can you fly us over to New Zealand so we can meet mom?
Yeah, and then they're like, can we do dinner again? Like, and
she
just...
She was putting in work, though. She put in all those jobs.
That was a lot. Like, mm-hmm. like, that's too much. Don't do that. That's
I wouldn't do that for
weird.
My own child.
Like... You know what? After thinking about this mm-hmm. and talking about this whole thing, the husband was right.
Oh, my like, God.
That was too much. She shouldn't be giving so much She doesn't even get paid. Like, mm-hmm. she makes measly money. She's feared for her safety multiple times with mm-hmm. this. Yeah. She's having to, like, fight the board on everything, fight the principal, like, drive true. The kids back and forth, like, freaking pay for their food.
She paid for books for the whole
for
class.
Paid for books for the class. They,
that was fucked up, though. They didn't trust it. They had new books, but they didn't want to give that class the new ones that yeah. were just sitting there because they're like, these kids are just going to tear them apart.
But, like,
but there were spare books.
There would totally be at least one kid that still tears it apart.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I like, defaced the book.
Oh, my God.
That's bad. I told you.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I regret it.
Someone like you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't tear the just page. Kidding. I just drew on it.
No, but, but anyway.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I understand not trusting anybody with the books, but they're clearly doing it because they're black and brown kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really fucked up.
That is fucked
and
up,
and they're
yeah.
just like, yeah, they're problems.
She was literally, like, the attitude. Or, I don't know if you're going to talk about the girl, the staff.
No.
The principal.
Wasn't.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to move on.
Oh, okay. Well, before you move on.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, she was just, like, already letting them fail. Because she's just like, they're not even going to try, so just let them get through the system. Like, that part was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably true in a lot of places. So, that like, that's important. But it's like, there's no way this teacher is capable of putting that much into it. Like, that's insane.
No, like, even if she is capable, she's wrong to do it. Like,
you think so?
Yeah, that's her time, her money. She's not being appreciated by any of the staff. Like, she should sue all these motherfuckers because,
damn.
Like, she worked way too hard just for what? How many successful students?
Like, 20?
That's whatever.
That's 20 lives that she's changed forever, and that can spread to
you know,
everyone else.
Good for her, but she's mm-hmm. also destroyed 20 lives.
Damn. What do you mean?
All the staff are all upset because
oh, yeah.
of
they
her
hate
shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband
how dare she?
Upset. Her family, like her dad and her mom, I don't know. Her dad
no,
for
the
sure.
dad was supportive.
Dad, no, he wasn't.
Yeah, he drove some of the kids.
Oh,
he
later.
Drove, he helped.
But initially, wasn't he like, oh, you don't even get paid money, why are you doing this?
Well, that he was just a greedy guy going like, you gotta move on and up in your career,
so,
that's not
but
gonna...
But he was upset at first as well. Like, he went through a lot of hardship as well because of her.
Oh, she, no.
For what, 20 kids?
Mm-hmm. Nope, it's all about the money, so there's no
this
way you gotta be
kidding. Might end up being all fucked up anyway. Have you heard the shit that they've gone through? Lost
no.
causes.
Damn. I never.
I am
that's
100%
how they treat
kidding
it.
About this whole bit here.
Yeah, your sarcasm
doing.
Was so casual.
Yeah, no. It was important lessons, like important topics to be bringing up. I'm very glad that this person existed and did make an impact on these kids' lives. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I'm just like, I hate this movie. Like, because the movie was a much more dramatized version of
oh, yeah.
what actually happened. And then mm-hmm. it kind of, like, made matters worse in a way by, like, shifting the focus from, like, black and brown current struggles versus, like, other people's struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have found a way to connect it to, like, something that's much more closely related to their own struggles.
Yeah. And I was going to say, like...
Like, at least the Freedom Riders was in a way connected.
Oh, yeah.
But
for
the,
sure.
like, whole Holocaust?
Yeah, no. That was more... Yeah, I know.
But...
And I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
No, go ahead.
My last point is just, but, okay.
Yeah.
Just okay. Fine. You did it. Okay. I watched it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, we're basically at 30 minutes, so.
No, you finished it up.
I'm going to look up the true story. I forgot what I was going to say, but. Yeah, I mean, because, okay, so you can't think about the movie as, like, it's for brown people. It's for those 20 brown people, you know? Because it's not realistic. Like, it would be way more interesting and, like, inspirational and touching if it was, first of all, if it was like a Latina or, you know, just some person of color that was the teacher and that helped them, and that helped them in a realistic way, because, like, there's no way, like, it would be cooler
and
to
see. It's because of her own, sorry, because of what she had already. She had the money to spend on the books. The students are literally telling you, like, I can't afford food. I got kicked out of my house. Like, I don't sleep in, like, all these, like, real struggles that she doesn't have. And that's the only reason that she was able to help them.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Because she had access to all this stuff.
And let's be real, cheese. I was going to say teachers.
Cheese?
Teachers, yeah, they don't have, you're right. The teachers don't have access to that. Like, nor could they realistically put in six, like, she literally said, like, oh, I'm taking on, like, six jobs. Like that's not realistic. And, like, it's, for me, I mean, it would be asking for too much, but if it was, like, a story where, I know that it's based on a real story, but if the movie plot was about how she was able to do it without all of those resources and just, like, have it be more personal to each, like, and more realistic to that environment that they were in, like, that would be fucking dope. And it would be extra motivational to people who actually connect to that, to those characters, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anyway,
we're over time. Who would have thought that we'd be talking over time about fucking Freedom Riders?
Yeah.
This podcast was brought to you by Freedom Riders. Check it out on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's in no way actually sponsored by Freedom Riders.
It's not on Netflix.
We're sorry. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay. Never mind. I didn't.
Freedom Writers, like writing, because the kids are writing. But it's a play on words on the Freedom Riders, which was conveniently worked into the plot, and it wasn't forced at all. Thank you. Bye.